If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
It is a Friday. It's Wendy Snyder sitting in for Bob Surratt this morning, and Dane Neal joins me in the studio. And I have to be honest with you, Dane, you sent a message and all I heard was Chris Chelios and tequila, and I said yes.
It's a big door opener. It just means a good time, right?
Exactly. So, Chris, you know, that's why I said yes. We're going to talk to you, Hockey Hall of Famer, and El Bandito Yankee Tequila.
Well, thank you. That makes me feel good, that comment you just made. Thanks. That's a good way to start the day. I'm usually getting yelled at about this time of the day.
Well, Chris, you're so identified with great hockey and really great times, obviously, with the tequila side. It's full circle.
Yeah. No, it's been a great couple of years, you know, with my partner Jim Bob and the staff and the events and the traveling, and it's been... You know, never at the age of 60, I was thinking this is the last thing I should probably do, 61, to get back into the tequila business, you know, the liquor business. But it's been great, and we have got a great product. And slowly but surely, hopefully, we'll become the number one tequila in Chicago and then build our way from there.
You know, when it comes to hockey, not playing, but still an important voice in it, and we wanted to talk about that. The games, the Stanley Cup Finals, are right here on WGN. So you're back from that, and I know Wendy had some questions. A lot of the listeners do, just the playoffs, sure. You know, hockey leading up.
No, it's been great. I've been, you know, with ESPN 2 years, worked with Mark Messier and Steve Levy and that group. And, you know, when you're not playing, you know, the best thing to do is, you know, coach or, you know, to be involved. But now as an analyst, you feel like you're back in it. And the playoffs, you know, they've been amazing. The upset, the style, the speed, this whole Matthew Tkachuk story, what a storyline he's created throughout the playoffs. And then two teams, you know, that have never won the Stanley Cup. It's going to be interesting, you know, with Vegas and Florida. But yeah, this year's ahead of, you know, we'll probably lead into the year. I'm not going to, you know, break the ice here, but about the draft and everything. So it's been a great experience. I've enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to watching the finals this year.
Is there an under the radar player that fans should be on the lookout for, do you think?
You know what, I don't think so, because, you know, if you look at Vegas, they don't have you know, Eichel's a big name. He's having a great playoff. Stone, Marchessault. You know, Marchessault would probably be the MVP right now if Vegas was to win. But, you know, they do have guys. That's why both teams are where they're at, is they've gotten contributions from their third and fourth lines. And then, of course, Bobrovsky, you know, until Tkachuk did what he did last series, was an easy shoo-in for the Conn Smythe. So, but, I mean, you look at that kid Bennett that plays with Tkachuk. You know, he's physical, he's made his impact, and just big hits. He put out that kid Slavin and, you know, turned that series around. It's great. They're both real, you know, that team. They play as a team, so they don't just rely on one or two guys. It's a total team effort for both these teams.
You say playing a team. I just have to ask you this, Chris. Did you watch Ted Lasso at all?
Oh, yeah.
Because did you see the finale? Because something about everybody coming together makes all the difference in the world, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's those cliches, but it's so true about doing the little things right. And, you know, whether it's timely saves, or I mentioned, you know, a hit that changes the momentum of game, or a goal. And that's all those little things. You know, that's why both these teams are in the finals. That everything's, you know, just goes right for you. But, you know, one team's going to come on top, and it should be a great series and a long series.
Yeah, when it comes to everything going right, it's going right for Chicago fans and here in Chicago, because you're going to be back. You're going to be on Taylor Street. You're going to be with El Bandito Yankee and us. The James Beard Awards are in town, and El Bandito Yankee is part of the official, you know, happy hour with it, with Banditos Beef and Banditos with Al's Beef, and you'll be there on Taylor Street with us tomorrow.
Yeah, I spent most of the 90s either on Taylor Street at Al's Beef or Division Street, and I won't mention the names of the bars there. But so, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It should be a great crowd. You know, like I said, I'm a big fan. Al's Beef it's an institution. I've been around forever, and it's such a great place to grab an Italian beef. So And then, of course, to add the tequila to it, I think we have a lot of fun. It's going to be a great time. So if you're looking for a good time, stop by. I'll be there.
All right.
And where do we go to find out exact locations? Is there a website?
Well, it's good. It's on Eventbrite. You can just search Beef and Banditos. And in the next segment, we're going to have Chris Pacelli from Al's Beef, and we'll go deep into all of those cool elements happening at the event.
Chris, you all have right. a good one. Have a great weekend, and good luck with
you
Beef
too.
And Banditos.
Thank you very much, Wendy. All the best to you guys. Thanks.
All right. Stanley Cup Final starts tomorrow. You can listen to all the games on WGN Radio. The Florida Panthers take on the Vegas Golden Knights. Puck drop for Game 1 tomorrow night, 7 p.m. right here, 720 WGN. It's Wendy Snyder sitting in for Bob Surratt today, and Dane Neal joins me. You did such a good job at the Indy 500 pregame show.
The pre-race show. Yeah. We had Mario Andretti. We had Will Power, Elio Castroneves. We had them all.
You did a great job. Always a pleasure. And now you bring me tequila and beef, so I'm like, yeah, come on by, Dean.
It's all about the good things, right? And summer in Chicago is as good as it gets. And it's a great food town, restaurant town. The James Beard Awards happen right here in Chicago, and it is the Oscars of food. So the best chefs and restaurants, they all converge in Chicago for really what are the most prestigious awards in the food world. And the James Beard Foundation and Awards, they do these satellite events to give people in from out of town a vibe on, like authentic Chicago. And so the official happy hour, one of the official happy hour events is Beefs and Banditos, and it is at Al's Beef is where it's happening. It's going to be tomorrow from 3 till 6. El Bandito Yankee Tequila and iconic, the original Al's Beef. And it's going to be great. So Chris Chelios, as we know, is going to be there. And also Chris Pacelli, who is he's going to be on the phone with us, too. He is part of that founding family for Chicago's great delicacy.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Wendy.
Thank you for the great beefs all these years and for the
great,
extra 30
great,
pounds.
Great, thank you. Well, listen, we all can't stay slim the rest of our life.
I know. I'm half Italian, so half of me really loves that Italian beef.
What part is that?
My mustache.
You guys.
We always used to say the top part or the bottom part.
Yeah, probably the bottom if you want to be the truth, tell me the truth.
Well, Chris, all parts of Chicago and all parts of the history of the Italian beef start with Al's Beef. And so talk a little bit about the excitement to be really recognized by, all those top chefs and restaurateurs, all that elevated cuisine, to have Al's Beef be front and center.
We've been celebrated by many chefs, and this is a great honor. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better thing to happen to Al's Italian Beef and Taylor Street. And then Mario's Lemonade's right across the street, so we're all going to be combined with Chris Chelios, and we're going to have a wonderful time. We have a DJ there. He's going to be playing some music. There'll be other celebrities coming and going. We're just going to have a good time. It'll probably be from around 3:30 to 6 p.m. tomorrow. And hope to see everybody there. Come one, come all.
Yeah, there'll be beefs there for sure. Mario's Lemonade.
Oh, yes.
And the combination of El Bandito, going to do some lemon shake-ups, right, with the tequila. That's going to be good. There's going to be swag bags and giveaways and all that stuff. It is a ticketed event. If you've been to Al's, that as great as it is, it's not the biggest place. And so you can go to Eventbrite and search Beef and Banditos and tickets. There are still a few tickets available, but we're going to have a DJ, like I said, raffles, a lot of history, so some trivia and stuff and opportunities to mingle with all of those great folks.
77 Flavors is going to be there doing some comedy. And we're going to have a little trivia. And then Mario and Skippy, I call him. He calls me Bones. And we know each other by nicknames. And so, there's a lot of nicknames in that neighborhood. One guy told me one time, I've never been in a neighborhood that had more nicknames than yours. And this was in another Italian from Bridgeport.
Well, it's a sign of respect and appreciation for sure. And Chris Chelios will be there as well. He'll be signing, some pucks. We're going to have some El Bandito pucks and some things. And here's the other thing, too, Wendy, is we're going to have some signature cocktails. So we're going to have the signature margarita from El Bandito Yankee. You've probably tried that. You've had that. It will be there. Mm-hmm. But also a brand new concoction that was developed especially for the James Beard Awards. It's the El Bandito Burrow Breeze. And it's with All Friends, our good friends. So El Bandido is, you know, the authenticity side of it. There's no additives or preservatives. It's 100% Blue Weber agave, right? So it's clean. And all friends are friends from Leahy. They put together this amazing cocktail. It's being debuted there at the same time.
All right, so, that's pretty exciting.
And you're going to get to try that before the end of this segment. In fact, Arias will probably bring it out and let you try it pretty soon.
Are you going to tell us what's in it?
Yes, it is 2 ounces of El Bandido tequila, the Blanco, 3 ounces of All Friends pineapple ginger, 4 ounces of ginger beer, ice, and then mint and lime for garnish.
And can I have Darius come with and just be my personal bartender? Because that would make things a lot easier. Isn't a drink better, Chris, when someone else makes it for you?
Yes. Yes, because you can sit back and relax and just sip at your leisure.
Well, now, so Chris, we know how the Bandido Burro Breeze was originated, but as far as Italian, like, talk about your grandfather and how the Italian beef came to being. It is now beloved, obviously, by everyone here. It's iconic, but it had to start somewhere.
It's a pure product. We don't have any fillers in it or anything like that. It's just, my grandfather, back in 1917, was a street peddler and used to serve sandwiches, not beef sandwiches. He used to go to construction sites and do that. So one day he gets invited to a wedding, and we used to call it peanut weddings in them days because people didn't have the money or, you know, so they did things in their homes. So my grandfather goes to this wedding. He sees this piece of roast beef on the table. They're cutting it with a knife, putting it between 2 pieces of Italian bread, and people are eating, and it's like a little tough because, you know, it's thick.
Right.
So he goes home that evening because he's a sandwich guy. You understand? He's already did this, but he's never did beef. So he starts trial and error. He finally puts this taste that he loves together, tests it out. People try it. They all liked it. So he starts presenting it to parties and weddings. He said, well, see, for what you did for 20 people, I could feed 40 people for the same price.
Yeah.
So they started hiring them to do that.
And Chris, and then now you're feeding all of American Chicago with beefs and Bandidos tomorrow. And you're going to get all the people that come are get an opportunity to talk with Chris, hear the story, mm-hmm. get your pictures taken, taste the beef and all that. And here's the thing, Wendy, too, for WGN listeners and Wendy Snyder listeners, is we've got a few little ways to get some people on the list, right? And so people can email ontheroadwithdane@gmail.com and put beef and Bandidos in the subject line. If you want to get on the list and get into this event, we've got a few complimentary things. And then nice. So just send that email and we'll pick out some folks.
Nice to meet you, Chris.
Same here, Wendy.
And
hope
we'll
to see you soon.
Yes, ciao, baby.
Tomorrow.
Yes,
tomorrow.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
We're gonna have the DJ. You owe me a dance.
All right. I'd rather come see you than Taylor Swift because I don't have tickets. But thank you. Take care, Chris. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Right, so
have you tried this drink yet?
Yeah, I've tried.
Oh my God, this is so good.
It is. It's like craveable. It's one of those things, you know, and it allows you to be a little bit refreshing. It's got like the Burro Breeze, you know, like the Moscow Mule, except this is tequila, and all of a sudden, all clean, additive-free from our friends at El Bandido and All Friends.
Thank you for coming in, and the big event tomorrow, Beef and Bandidos from 3:30 to 6 at Al's Beef, 1079 Taylor Street. And what's that email again for some
to get
special,
on the list?
Yes.
ontheroadwithdane, all one word, at gmail.com.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. And I want to say congratulations to Carol, who works here at WGN Radio. This is her last day. She's retiring. So let's set her up. What's this drink called?
It's the Bandido Burro Breeze.
Let's bring that to Carol. And news coming up next. And let's give a little toast to Carol, too. Happy retirement.